In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are John Gibson, Director of Member Services for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Primary objective of this program is to help growers that are obviously in different areas understand the differences in production agriculture in the United States. And what we try to do through this program is facilitate that educational experience. The resounding theme from this very first session among the growers was, if production agriculture doesn't work together, then the future is going to be pretty bleak. And this program is helping to bridge that gap, that lack of education that exists between the Sun Belt and the Midwest and other farming areas.
This is Cut 2, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
From there, they toured a yarn mill, and then we took the group into the Kinston area where there is a lot of diverse agriculture, and of course they saw lots of cotton production, harvesting, toured a gin, warehousing operations, and also spent a great deal of time learning about other commodities that are produced in the Sun Belt, such as sweet potatoes, peanut, swine production, and tobacco.
This is Cut 3, Start Your Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The next session will involve taking a group of Sun Belt farmers, specifically cotton, rice, peanuts, to North Dakota. And there, our host will show them the production agriculture in their area, and these growers will have an opportunity to interact with the host there.